Okay, we're going to start the next session here, Fonteva.
好，我们现在在 PPT 的第五页。
We've finished off number 5 at the moment, slide number 5, saying that Satan made this most arrogant statement, he will be like the Most High.
在第五页上最后一句呢，撒旦说了最傲慢的一句话，就是我要跟上帝同高。
Now, at the time he made these statements, these were in his soul, in his mind.
当他做这样子的这个宣誓的时候，其实是在他的脑中的一个想法。
Another point that we need to remember is that when the angels were created, they didn't have a sin nature.
我们必须有一件事情要知道，就是当天使他们在被创造出来的时候，他们其实并没有罪性，没有人一样的罪性。
And there was no evil influences in heaven.
而且在天堂在那个时候也没有所谓的这种邪恶的影响。
And God does not create evil, so whatever temptation Satan had did not come from God.
而神呢，他是不会去创造一个有邪恶的念头，邪恶的这种状态的，神是不创造邪恶的。所以当撒旦有这样的一个邪恶的想法的时候，并不是来自于神。
These arrogant statements that Satan made came completely out of his own thinking.
而这个所谓的很傲慢的撒旦傲慢的思维哦，完全是来自他自己的自由意志造成的思维。
Which means that he is the one responsible for those thoughts.
所以呢，意思是什么呢？就是撒旦的这些邪恶的思维是只有撒旦自己要负这个全责的。
He can't go blaming anybody else for his rebellion against God.
他不能够去埋怨任何其他的人说有关他的这种叛逆的行为，并不能够怪罪于其他的人。
And God makes Lucifer or Satan completely responsible for his own thinking.
因为上帝创造路西弗创造所有的天使，他们所有的思维是他们自己要负责的。
Just as God makes us responsible for our very own thinking.
就像上帝创造我们的时候，我们的所有的想法也是我们自己要负责。
One of the characteristics of arrogance is always looking for somebody else to blame for our sins.
傲慢的这种态度啊，其实最大的一个表象就是永远都可以把错认为是别人的错。
And even little children do that. The mother will say, well, why did you take the cookie from the jar?
而且即使是很小的小孩都有这样子的一个傲慢的可能性，就是比如说他偷偷的拿了一块饼干，然后妈妈指责说你怎么可以从这个罐子里拿这个饼干呢？
And mama says, I told you, you cannot have any cookies from the jar.
然后妈妈说我早就告诉过你，你不可以自己从饼干盒里面拿饼干出来。
And then the little boy says, oh, but my sister said that I could have one.
然后这个小男孩说，哦，是我姐姐告诉我说我可以拿的哦。
Or my imaginary friend said I could have one.
或者说我这个想象中的朋友告诉我说我可以拿的哟。
Okay, and then as they get older, you know, people are always looking for what we call scapegoats. It's like somebody to take the blame for the sins.
当我们逐渐长大了，我们把这种称之为永远都有可怪之人。
Okay, I'll give you an example. I don't know if you read the news about yesterday, there was an army soldier in Thailand.And he went around and he shot and killed maybe 20 people and severely wounded 30 people.
大家可能看到昨天的新闻，就在泰国有一个军人，他就是拿了枪杀了二十几个人。
Now, he's a mass murderer.
他是一个超级大屠杀者。
What began his rage? What was his justification for murdering all these people? How did it begin?
他如何能够说他所行的是正义呢？
It started off because he was angry with his supervisor in the army.
他一开始是因为他对于他的上级非常的愤怒。
They made some agreement. He was going to buy some land from their supervisor's mother-in-law.
一开始的状况是，本来这个军人是想要跟他的上级的岳母买一个什么样的土地。
And somewhere the deal went wrong and he was...treated unfairly. He thinks he was being treated unfairly.
然后这个军人呢，在这个买地的这个过程中啊，他觉得他受到不公平的欺骗。
Now, let's just say that he was a great believer.
我们假设如果他是一个很伟大的信徒。
If he had the attitude of Job.
如果他有一个像约伯一样的一个态度。
He could say, well, life is unfair.
他可以说人生是不公平的。
And everybody has a sin nature and people do very bad deals. People like to deceive other people.
而人生就是会常常会碰到被欺骗，有很多人会去欺骗人，会不公平地对待别人。
But God is in control.
那约伯会想的是，但是所有的事情上帝是能够控制的。
And I will put this matter in the hands of the Lord.
我只要把这样的事交给神之手。
I won't get angry at my supervisor or his mother-in-law.
我不应该为了我的上级的岳母而生气。
I will forgive them.
我会饶恕他。
And I'll remain calm in my soul and get on with my life.
然后呢，我会在我的灵魂里平静的，然后继续的过日子。
But because of his arrogance, he's putting his eyes on himself.
但是因为他有所谓的强烈的傲慢态度，所以他把自己的眼光只看自己。
He's thinking, my supervisor and his mother-in-law, they're cheating me out of my money.
他会想到的是说，我的上级以及他的岳母，他们是在欺骗我的钱。
And then they were abusing me and saying that it's my fault.
然后他们是在，甚至他们有可能是用了某些语言来侮辱我。
So how could I not get angry?
所以我为什么不能生气？
From his anger, now he's going to become very violent, and then he kills them.
而经由他的这种愤怒，他甚至呢，愤怒到拿着枪杀人。
Now, even for very violent people, you think, okay, now he shot the supervisor, and then he's shot the mother-in-law, he's got his revenge, and you think it's all finished.
然后呢，他变成了非常暴力的，杀了长官，也杀了他的岳母，他的报复行为完成了。
But then that anger is taking over his soul completely, and he's also running on probably some adrenaline. There's a lot of stress in his soul now.
而他的气愤呢，居然就是等于是战胜了他所有的理性，然后他整个灵魂是完全被这个气愤给掌控。
And he just became completely crazy.
然后他就变成疯了。
He ended up killing more people in the family, and then he went into town to a big shopping center and killed more people.
然后他的这种疯的行为不只杀了那一家人，他甚至跑到一个大的卖场去杀了更多无辜的人。
And then fortunately, in the end, he was killed. But it took a long time.
最后呢，他花了很多时间呢，才被警方把他制服，而且把他杀了。
And what did this man achieve?
这个人到底成就了什么？
All he did was he achieved a lot of misery for a lot of people, and then his own death, miserable death.
而他真正完成的反而是造成了非常多人的苦难以及他自己的死亡。
But all he really needed to do, he doesn't even need to be a believer, all he could just do is say, well, life is unfair, I have to deal with this.
他如果可以是一个信神的人，他就会知道说这些世界有一些不公平，但是上帝可以处理。
But he's justifying his actions.
他反而变成认为那些人该死。
So you need to take responsibility for your thinking, even from the beginning. If you're starting to get angry or you're feeling bitter about something, that's a sin. You need to stop it right there.
所以呢，我们其实应该一开始有任何的不开心、不公平的感觉，或者很生气的感觉，说马上就应该要制止有那个样的想法。
So rather than saying, God, I got angry, but that person, he was very bad, he was very unjust to me, so I have an excuse, I have a reason to get angry.
而不能够说，哦，因为对方是很不对的，所以我就应该要生气。
And then you should name that sin. So you say, God, I got angry. It's not that person's fault.It's my fault. I got angry.
所以呢，在这个时候，你要立刻跟神告解，说我不该生气，跟那个别人都没有关系，跟别人做错什么都没有关系，是我就不该生气，我生气就是一个罪。
Every sin begins in the soul.
所有的罪都来自于我们的魂。
And you need to understand this, that the volition is just one component of the soul, and it's your volition, your free will, which decides whether you're going to obey God or disobey God.
我们必须要清楚知道，自由意志是我们魂的一个部分。我们的自由意志永远是在可以选择是顺服于神，或者是悖逆神。
Yeah, and so it's your volition which decides your fate.
而也是我们的意志决定了我们的命运。
But your thinking, it comes out of your volition, what you're going to think. And therefore, God makes you responsible because you chose to think those thoughts.
我们要清楚地知道，就是我们的自由意志决定了我们的选择，而所以因为是我们的选择，所以我们是必须要对我们的选择负责。
Okay, now we're taught in James chapter 1 how that temptation itself is not a sin.
我们必须知道，就是诱惑并不是一个罪。
Okay, so if somebody is, you know, tapping you on the back and say, oh, you should be famous and you're such a great person, you're really wonderful.You have this temptation to get arrogant. You don't have to be arrogant.
就说当有人在赞美我们的时候说你很厉害很棒等等的这些赞美的时候我们是被诱惑要去变成很傲慢但是我们可以阻止这样子的傲慢。
We'll take another example. Maybe somebody swindled you out of lots of money. You know, you had some business deal and the business person they took off with all of your money.
It's your money. 来一个另外一个例子就是也许在一个生意上面你被别人莫名其妙的骗走了很多的钱。
Okay, and you might be thinking in your soul, what should I do now?
也许在你的心中，你的魂在开始想说，我现在该怎么办？
And you have like this temptation which comes from the sin nature saying, get angry, go out and get revenge.
来自于我们的天性，我们很可能会有一个生气的想法说，哦，应该会有一个想法说，来，生气吧，来，好好的报复吧。好，这是来自于我们的这个所谓的天生的罪性
That's a temptation.
这是一个诱惑
A temptation to sin, and it's coming from the sin nature and in conjunction, like, you know, related to the circumstances which are happening. And so you've got these thoughts going on in your soul, but you don't have to sin.
就说那是一个诱惑来自于我们天生罪性的诱惑来让我们犯罪但实际上我们可以不要被这个诱惑影响所以可以不要犯罪
Okay, if you do sin again, you need to name that sin and then it's finished, it's done.
而当我们不小心还是稍微犯罪或者有了罪的想法的时候我们必须要赶快认罪。
Okay, and the reason you need to name it quickly is because one sin will lead to another sin to another sin, and then it gets more difficult to control.
为什么我们一有任何的罪的念头的时候要立刻认罪是因为一个罪的念头会引发另外一个罪而那个罪会越来越多越来越多所以一发现有罪的想法就要赶快认罪。
Okay, and we see that with the example of the Thai soldier. He had the sin about these people have deceived me. And then from that it turned into he became a, you know, one of the biggest mass murderers in history.
以这个泰国的军人来讲他就是一开始觉得他被别人欺骗的那个时候他开始觉得生气的时候他如果停止在那边就不会有后面越来越疯狂性的这些状态。
But actually, his attitude began right from the time he was a little boy, you know, because arrogance, it's a natural thing from the soul. And if he was never taught by his parents or by his religion to control it.
而这样子的一个所谓傲慢的罪性是从他小时候就有的。我们要知道这个傲慢这种所谓的罪的天性是不是他父母教他是他原来就有的。
Arrogance.Is the source of all sin, and arrogance comes out of the soul.
我们要理解，傲慢是所有罪的源头，而这个罪的源头是从我们的思维而来的。
Okay, see, every sin comes from arrogance. You're trying to either protect yourself, or you're trying to promote yourself, giving yourself more control than God has.This is arrogance. This is all arrogance. Basically, you're saying no to God and yes to yourself.
所谓的这个傲慢它其实常常是来自于我们要想要保护我们自己或者是我们想要提升我们自己然后我们就越来越觉得我们其实是可以跟神一样然后在这个过程中我们就变得越来越傲慢
And then from that arrogance you have all of the other sins is what we call a complex of sins
然后呢经由这个傲慢成为所有的罪的源头而这些罪呢它变成是一个混合体
But we need to cultivate or we need to develop the attitude of humility and again humility is obedience to God
然后为了能够不再有傲慢我们必须要让我们的谦卑来成为我们的主要的思维而这个谦卑就是我什么何谓谦卑呢就是我们能顺服于神
And remember, humility does not come naturally, so it needs to be learned and you need to be trained in humility.
而不要忘记哦，谦卑不是来自天性，谦卑是要慢慢慢慢去训练自己越来越谦卑的。
Okay, I think we'll stop there for today.
好，我们今天就讲到这边。
Let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for your word of truth.
感谢上帝让我们理解真理。
We give thanks for the time that we've had to be able to look into your word to see your plan.
而且感谢上帝给我们这个时间能够研读您的话语而理解上帝你给我们的计划。
To learn some more concepts related to the angelic conflict.
而且让我们能够有更多的机会理解天使征战的这些概念。
We give thanks that you can teach us that we need to be humble.
我们感谢你教导我们必须要谦卑。
And that we can be trained in order to be obedient to you.
而让我们更能够被训练的能够顺服于您。
To have control over our arrogance.
而且让我们能够懂得如何控制我们自己的傲慢。
Control over our sin nature.
能够让我们知道如何去控制我们原本的罪性。
And to be able to look at the circumstances around us with the right perspective or the right orientation.
而且让我们理解在所有的状态中我们什么样才是对的方式。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们感谢神也感谢主耶稣基督以其名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.